Yesterday, I talked about the concept of 15-minute cities, and I've had 24 hours to reflect on that piece. And I went back and I did some research, and there are some very serious things wrong, very serious omissions. You need to know it so we can stand up and resist it. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really glad to be with you. And we are brought to you by, we're brought to you by something that can save your nest egg, save the money that's in your bank, because the Dodd-Frank law says the banks can take it whenever they want. So what do you want to do? You need to take it out, need to basically put the retirement under your control, back it with gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. And you need to divert most of your money away from your bank and the accounts and go to things that are going to grow. Remember, the dollar's lost 85% of its value. Gold's held its value for 6,000 years. And don't make this mistake. Let me send you a free information packet about what Noble Gold can do for you. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Additionally, ladies and gentlemen, when you do a retirement conversion, you're going to get one of these 1/4 ounce gold coins, gold bullion coins, just a way of saying thank you. And I would really recommend you do this now before CBDC comes in and you lose this option. DaveHodgesGold.com. The government wants me to tell you that investments can carry a risk and nothing's guaranteed. We agree. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years after advertising for six. I put my money where my mouth is. I think you're going to like what you see. DaveHodgesGold.com. Yes. 15-minute cities. What a lie we're being fed. What a bunch of nonsense we're being fed. And I believe, well, let me hold off on that one part. I'll check that out. Let me just stick to the facts. When I first learned about 15-minute cities, it's when they were trying in Oxford, England. And I said, it could be a ways off, but I think someday it could come here. Well, it has. Tucson's on the verge of putting it in. Scottsdale's approved part of it. So what do we know? Here's what we know. When you go to Tucson.com to read more about it. This is what we know, ladies and gentlemen. This is really bad. If you are 80 years old and you're infirm, how could you get to the doctor if you had no one to help you or no one could drive? Uber! Really? Well, what about when you can't drive in these 15-minute cities? How do you get to the doctor? How about a young person growing up? They have a love of the law or medicine. And they want to go to law school or medical school. Do you have a medical school and a law school within 15 minutes of your home? I think not. And going back to the elderly again, how are they going to shop for groceries? And you're saying, Dave, that's a damn good point. You're darn right it is. It's an excellent point. So let me ask you this question. What are you going to do? Do you understand they're not considering the elderly at all? Not at all. Are they even planning on having elderly? I think this begs the question. And we've seen some interesting quotes recently, haven't we? So I think that, ladies and gentlemen, this 15-minute city, it's being brought in by stealth. It's part of the C40 cities program. Biden acknowledged it in April, didn't get much fanfare. He gave them an award and says, yeah, good, bring this to 1,000 cities. That's the plan, 1,000 cities in America, 15 minutes from your home. Do you think this will go hand in hand with the lockdowns? I do. We're going to talk about that later. Thanks for joining us. Cause for concern? Maybe it's time to get motivated, do some research, and get into action. We're brought to you also by the CommonSenseShow.tv, the very best in investigative reporting. Here we do the news. There we do in-depth documentaries, 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. People love it. And we bring it to you for the cost of bandwidth. Yeah, we just ask for help with the bandwidth. We're not looking to make a profit. We want to educate you about these unprecedented times so you can survive. The CommonSenseShow.tv, sign up today.